This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, talking about sex sometimes feels awkward and frankly a bit embarrassing, but if you've got kids, you're going to have to get over that to help them understand not only the facts of life, but also what a loving romantic relationship looks like. Patricia Werikun is a sex educator who wants to make it a little bit easier for Christian parents to talk about issues of sexuality, gender and identity with their kids. She's published a 6-book series for children aged 7 to 10. It's called Birds and Bees by the Book. Patricia Werikun joins me in the studio. Hi, Patricia.
Hello, Katrina. Great to be with you.
Yes, you're developing quite a bit of celebrity these days, aren't you? You find it hard going everywhere people know you as the lady who talks about sex?
I don't know whether you'd call it celebrity or notoriety, but, you know, I get around, you would say.
She gets around. It seems you're writing sex books for younger and younger readers, Patricia. Why did you want to write a series for primary age kids?
See, that's really fascinating. The first book I wrote was called Teen Sex by the Book. Now, this is 2012, and we sort of thought, teenage, that's when they need to know about sex, right?
Mm.
And then we had parents of younger children saying, well, what about the tweens? And so we thought, okay, let's provide something for tweens. So we wrote the book Growing Up by the Book, which was for parents to read and then give the kids and set up discussions. Then when I was going around speaking in schools and churches and youth groups, I was continuously being asked, what about the littlies?
Wow.
How do we start that? So here we are at the very, very beginning, primary schoolers.
Learning about the birds and the bees. So what's the difference between your books and other books that might be aimed at prepubescent kids?
Well, just like Teen Sex and Growing Up by the Book, all our books, I write with Christian Education Publications, which by its very name is a Christian publication service. So my books are written explicitly from a Christian point of view. So we wanted to empower as well as equip Christian parents to be able to talk to children about this really important issue of sexuality and identity and their body while they are young enough and developing their values. And that's what's so important.
Okay. The perception is that kids today already know too much. But I recently took my daughter to the school puberty talk and I was quite surprised at how little the kids actually knew about this stuff and how confronting they found it. And I almost wondered, oh, is this too much too soon? Is it possible to share this information too early?
Well, the books that we wrote are aimed at 7 to 10-year-olds. So we are talking early primary school. So our point is, firstly, the research indicates that it is never too early to start talking to kids. Because if parents and carers don't do it, they're going to get the information from their friends who get it from other friends or from television, social media, and sadly, sometimes from pornography. Therefore, it is the responsibility of parents and carers to be that first and most important source of information in sexuality and identity, but also in everything else, because then kids will feel that confidence to come back to you, even if they see something or hear something.
I mean, what about parents who think, oh, you know, they learn this all at school and they just want to leave it up to the school to cover it? Why isn't that good enough?
It's not just that the school's education is not good enough. The schools are trying. They're trying to provide information. However, it is up to a parent to provide more than information, to provide that value base, which is really the most important thing in today's culture. Because our kids are being faced with a culture that says, you know, it's all about you. It's individualistic. Just be whatever you want. Do whatever you want. And we are speaking to our kids from an unashamedly Christ-focused, biblical focus, saying, look, this is what the world is going to face you with. But point them towards God's word in a way that the word of God is attractive to them and becomes part of their very being when they are at that early developmental stage. That is why we wrote the books.
That's wonderful. So what topics do your books cover? Does this series cover?
Well, we specifically wrote it in six different little booklets. So we start off with three what we call foundational books: Me and My Family, Me and My Body, and Me and My Brain. So we want the kids to understand that families are very diverse. And kids who are protected, going to church, mom and dad at home, they have no idea how diverse families can be. And so we wanted kids to understand it, as well as to know that whoever your family may be, finally, it is God who is your father. And we have a family that is beyond just our mom and dad and nuclear family. So that's Me and My Family. Then we have Me and My Body, which is about identity and the preciousness of our created body. And Me and My Brain, which is about understanding your feeling brain and your control brain and self-control. Those are the sort of beginning books. Then we have three what we call the extension books. This is Understanding Sexuality, which takes you through what is sex, how do you understand man and woman together, the just introducing sexual intercourse and in a loving way as the Bible presents it. Then we move on to two important and quite confronting topics, and that is understanding pornography and understanding gender. Sadly, these are both issues that kids face in primary school.
Okay. Well, for parents who are unsure how to, I guess, start the conversation with their kids who might have maybe neglected this area a little bit in the past, how do you suggest that they get started on talking about this stuff?
You see, we are very aware, because very often it's not the kids who are embarrassed, it's the parents and the carers. So what we have done is developed a very rich online resource. So when you buy the books, you get access to an online, a website, which has a lot of extra resources and gives you activities and discussion points and links to other videos and other websites. So very rich online resource. So parents are encouraged to initially develop their own comfort and then talk to the children.
Yeah, that's good.
And we also have a frequently asked questions part in our website, a section there, which we will develop as we go along and start getting questions from people. We're offering many resources, hoping that parents will use it both in a what we call proactive manner. In other words, don't wait for the questions. Get out there and actually start the conversation. But also in a reactive manner. If kids come and ask mom and dad a question, they can go, oh, just wait a minute. Let's pick that book on understanding sexuality and read it with you.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Patricia. I love your enthusiasm. Before I let you go, what's the best thing about your job? I mean, you do something really unique. What do you enjoy about what you do?
Ah, Katrina, which 70-year-old gets to talk about sex, write about sex, speak about sex for 24/7? That's a good job.
I think only you could do it quite the way you do, Patricia. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
That is Patricia Werrikoon. She's a sex educator. She's the author of a new series for kids called Birds and Bees by the Book.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.